Do you want to get high-paying coaching clients? Coaching clients that want to work with you, that are ready to say, yeah, I was ready for this last year. If that's what you want, then we've got to keep listening to this week's episode. Hey, I'm Janet Kapadar, an online coach, a mama of three, a Londoner living in Australia, and the creator of the program 9 to 5 to Freedom, a program dedicated to supporting and helping Black life coaches replace their salary so they can eventually kiss their jobs goodbye. This isn't another marketing podcast. Nope. I'm here to unmask the untold truths about building an online coaching business while working a day job and everything in between. So if this sounds awesome to you, coach, then let's get into the show. What's up, coaches? I'm recording this on a Friday evening. I was inspired to record this episode as I was busy actually optimizing my show notes episodes. If you want to find all the show notes for the podcast, head on over to janetkapadar.com/podcast. And I was kind of going through and doing a little bit of searching. And then I realized this term, how to get high paying coaching clients, was actually like there's nothing in Google, and you search for this term. I was like, what the hell? How comes no one's written about this? So I thought, hey, I'm going to take to the microphone and I'm going to record an episode about it for my coaches because they need to know. And also, this is kind of inspired by something that I was workshopping with my clients inside of my program, 9 to 5 to Freedom, and one of my clients who was kind of feeling a little bit hesitant about really stepping into an area that I know that she can talk about all day and all night. So anyway, and I will deep dive into that more so. But anyway, if you are listening to the show and you've been listening for a couple of episodes, please do take a photo and share it with me. Take a photo, take a snap of where you're listening to the show and go ahead and share it with me over on Instagram at The Truth About Show is my handle. Just tag me in your stories or whatever it is. And I would love to share that as well so I can see whereabouts you're listening and how you're consuming this show. Consuming the episode, should I say. So if you listen to this episode in its entirety and you realize, actually, you know what? I want to attract high-paying clients so that the ones who are ready to say, yes, I want to work with you, then do make sure you go ahead and book in a call with myself, coach.janetkapadar.com. The links will be in the show notes. And go ahead and book in a call with me. Let's have a discussion about where you're at right now, where you may be struggling to attract clients that are ready to work with you now and where you may be falling short. But I think this episode will give you some insights and give you something to ponder and maybe some questions to ask yourself. I had a coaching call with a new client who came on board to come work with me this week, who also listens to the podcast, whoop, whoop. And she has been struggling for the longest time to figure out who it is that she wants to work with, right? And within an hour of our first initial one-on-one coaching call together, we nailed it. And she's like, oh my goodness, no one has ever pointed me in that direction before or given me that guidance before. I was like, well, that's why you're inside the program. That's why you've got my help, you know, that's why you invested with me, because I'm able to guide you and point you in the right direction. So you get that clarity and you're not feeling like, oh my goodness, I'm freaking stuck in the same place. No, this is not what I'm here for. So to be able to bring in high paying clients, right? I'm not sure I even like the word high paying clients, but clients who are ready to work with you, the ones that are ready to say yes. I say yes clients, right? The ones who are like, yes, I was ready. I've been ready for years. I just didn't even know you existed. Thank the Lord, praise Jesus, that you have walked into my life, right? And really the thing to remember is that you need, when it comes to this, you have to have an offer or your business needs to be positioned in a way that your clients are eager to solve the problem. They want to solve the problem. Now, this is a little bit hard for life coaches because most of the time, what you may be thinking is pretty specific as it is too broad. it can't be broad. It can't be this big umbrella of life coaching. Definitely go and check out the previous episode. It is episode 63, where I talk about being a life coach is not enough. You need to become a specialist. This really does, this episode now that I'm recording, really piggybacks off that one. So definitely go ahead and check that out, because it will really help give you the clarity of like, okay, right, so I'm a specialist. I'm not just a life coach, right? Bunny ears, quote ears, whatever you want to do it. The person that you are selling your service to is eager to solve the problem. They want a solution to that problem that they have been trying to solve for the longest time. And if you're not able to articulate that in a way, also check out episode 62, where I talk about ditch the coach speak, you won't be able to connect with them, and they won't understand, and they won't invest. Simple as that. They just won't. They'll just be like, oh, okay, that seems nice. Ah, oh, well done you. Even though you're like, oh, man, that's not the goal. That's not what I was looking for, right? So it's really important that we speak from a place that you recognize and you understand that those are the people that are willing to pay to get the investment. They've already been on the struggle bus. They've been on the struggle train for years, and they just don't want to do it anymore. They will do anything to get that kind of result, transformation, a solution to their problem. Okay? So that's the first thing that I really want you to be aware of. Now, that's like heads up. That's not even going down into the points of which you need to kind of go down for the time being. The first thing I want you to think about is, what can you talk about all day? This is what you need to consider when you're wanting to work with clients who are ready to work with you now and who are high paying clients. What can you talk about all day long? Now, you're going to have to get specific with this one. I know I keep repeating myself and I sound like a frigging broken record, but you're like, Janet, give it over. I understand. But I cannot stress this enough. What can you talk about all day that literally lights up your soul, where you feel like, oh my goodness, I could do this every single day with ease, with so much ease, without any like hesitation, restriction, nothing. You could just talk about it all day. What's that thing? What is that for you? On a coaching call with my new client this week, there was three different types of clients that she's worked with. And one of them, she was like, I can talk about relationships and dating till the cows come home. Like, I have no problems. I can talk about that all the time. I was like, why don't we do that then? She's like, yeah, but I don't feel like I'm qualified. I was like, you know what I was going to say. You're a living, breathing example of the type of client that you want to attract. And that's very much part of her story. So it's like, well, let's follow that path, right? It's easy to do that than trying to like go against the grain and try and do something that doesn't actually quite fit, or go too broad and you feel like you want to serve everyone, but you're serving nobody. So let's not go down that path. The second thing I want you to consider is to solve a specific problem. Now, this one is important, and you know that, right? As one, just one problem. What one problem could you solve for someone? Doesn't need to be all the eggs in one basket. It doesn't need to be all the tools in your coaching toolkit. If you lead with meditation and you do Reiki and you can also do Pilates and you can also incorporate dance and blah, blah, blah. No one cares about that as much as I love it. No one cares enough to invest and fling out their wallet or their credit card to you to pay for that, right? Because that doesn't clearly show or articulate to them like how you are able to solve the problem that they have. Right? You need to solve a specific problem so that they're like, oh my goodness, I've had this for ages, right? So that's really important. The third thing to be aware of is that there's two ends of the spectrum here that we need to consider when you are creating this program, you know, a high ticket coaching program, or how to get those high paying clients. Is your potential clients are sitting on two ends of the spectrum. if you draw a line on a piece of paper, one is the people that are problem aware. Another end of the spectrum are the people that are solution aware. So let me paint a picture for you. The person who is problem aware is the person who has the problem that you're able to solve, right? You're able to solve that for them, but they're just like, they haven't really tried anything to solve that problem. They know they've got it, but they haven't done anything to try and solve that. Now, if you had a little sliding scale and you move that along that sliding scale, a little timeline, if you want to call it, that person has the problem, tries one thing, doesn't work, you know, and they move across to one point. And then again, they try something else. That doesn't work, right? Okay. And they're kind of sitting in the middle. So they're like half and half, getting closer to the solution aware potential clients. Now, if you go all the way to the other end, the person who is solution aware is the person who has the problem, but has tried every single thing that they could do to try and solve that problem on their own, right? To try and solve it on their own. Or they may have DIY'd it, or they may have just tried everything. For example, I'll give you an example. I follow a really awesome YouTube channel called Dr. V. And she is a skincare specialist or dermatologist for people of color. I watch her YouTube channel because I am a skincare fanatic and I freaking love watching YouTube videos. But she's awesome. She's really, really great. And what she does on her channel, like none of her videos are sponsors, which I really appreciate. And it's like a really great catalog for me. And I go there to even find out information to skincare products that I can use for my kids, all of that stuff. And she always says, and she has her own products that she sells. She has her own sunscreen, her own like UV blocking glasses. Like she has the whole thing, right? And everything that she recommends on her channel are pretty much the products that you can buy in the pharmacy or whatever place where you buy them, wherever you are in the world. But you'd buy them from the pharmacy or you can get them in the drugstore, whatever it is. And you can buy them and you can DIY them yourself. Her products that she sells, right? So if you think about this problem aware, solution aware person, AKA myself, well, not really me. I'm pretty advanced with skincare. But if you're that person who is trying to resolve your acne or hyperpigmentation, like the scars that you have on your face, dark scars that you may have on your face from acne, whatever it is, you'll DIY everything yourself for a good amount of time, for a number of years, until you get to the point where you're like, fuck's sake, this is not working. You know, like this is not working anymore. I need to see someone that knows what they're talking about. And I need to go to a specialist like Dr. V in her case, who specializes with people with skincare for people of color. And she has her own product range, which is a very premium investment to be able to purchase those products. Do you see? I'm hoping that makes sense. As that person who is ready to just take it that next step further is like, I've done everything that I can to try and solve this problem. And I'm still 5 years later, nowhere closer. I need to take it up a notch. And that's the person, if you think about it in terms of your coaching program and the offer that you create and how to attract high paying coaching clients, that is your person. Every single time, not the problem aware person that you have to potentially drag them along the sliding scale to educate them, which is why you have free content, you do videos or whatever it is to bring them along that spectrum so that they can eventually be at the place where they're like, I'm ready. I was ready last year, you know? So that's the kind of problem aware versus solution aware. You need to be really mindful of that to be able to bring in your high paying coaching clients. The next point, which is the fourth point that I want to raise, is there's actually three buckets that people will pay money for. What? You're like, what? How is that the case? What do you mean, Koshan? Let me explain. So there's three different pockets or areas that people will pay hands down money for all day long to pay for a solution to that problem. That is love, money, and health. If your life coaching services as a specialist, as I shared in the previous episodes, as a specialist doesn't fit under those areas, you'll be really hard pressed to sell your coaching, and people just won't pay for it. Simple as that. They just won't. They won't. They're like, oh, that's so nice. Well done, you. And you're looking like, what? That's not what I was, that's not the response I was looking for. Okay. So it really does need to come under those buckets. Well, how do you do that? You might think, well, how do you make that happen? Well, I'll give you some examples of my clients at the moment. One is a self-love coach, which falls under the bucket of love, right? I had another client before, Angelica. She was an income strategist for black hairstylists. That sits under the money bucket. I have one of my current clients at the moment, Denise. She is now this is the point where she was like, I don't want to step into this, but I really urge her to step into this. This woman, this powerhouse, by the way, she is over 60 years old. I'm sure she won't mind me saying that. Over 60 years old. And she is we were going to say next chapter coach, but I'm not sure I really like that anymore. I'm not loving it, but she's a spin instructor. And I think the best way for her is to really lead with the health coaching side of things, right? So that sits in the health bucket, which there are other many ways in which she's able to support them, help them build their confidence, all of that stuff. But really, at the end of the day, they're really looking to either lose weight, to get the confidence, to go back in the gym, whatever it is, instead of feeling ashamed or like, I can't bend like those 20 something little kids on Instagram, you know, like there's a whole lot of shame that comes with that. But obviously, Coach Denise is definitely the one to be able to support them. And that is in the health space. So it's really important that you position to be able to get your high-paying coaching clients, the ones that are ready to pay for a solution to that problem, to either lose weight, to feel better, to actually attract and have the relationship that they've always wanted. Those types of things, they've got to sit under any of those three buckets. It really does. And it's thinking like a specialist, right? Thinking like a doctor would do, a specialist doctor would do, and concentrating on one specific area and one specific type of person that you're able to serve. Then from there, you understand who that person is. You understand whereabouts they are. You understand the problems that they may have encountered, if you're looking at yourself as well. I do have a past episode on that, on how to identify two powerful ways to identify your coaching client. Definitely go ahead and check out that episode as well. If you are a version of your ideal client, you'll likely know the problems that you went through, the struggles that you went through, and the turning point for you where you were like, hell freaking no, this has got to change. This cannot be my reality. And then once you've got those core foundational areas like nailed down, and it will change. I want you to know that over time, it will change and it will, like, you'll make some tweaks and adjustments based on your audience. It does not stop. It doesn't stop. I have been doing this for almost 8 years and I still do it to this day. I have to keep adjusting and tweaking and making sure that I'm getting really clear about who it is that I serve so that I can articulate it in a way that you guys understand it. Always. I do it all probably every quarter. I go back and take a look at my message, take a look at my audience, take a look at my existing clients. I always look from my client's perspective. I'm not necessarily looking at my whole audience, which is like thousands and thousands of people, but I'm actually looking at my clients right now and understanding where they are at, where they were before joining the program, et cetera, so that I can be of service to my potential ideal clients and that I'm speaking to their needs because they are solution aware. Right? That's what's really important. So I want you to take these points into consideration. And then once you've gone about doing that, then you can go about creating your high ticket coaching program. Oh my goodness. I say that word and I actually really, the phrase just grates on me. High ticket. A high ticket coaching program. You can go ahead and create that. I do have an episode on that about how to create your coaching program. And so that's episode 30, where I talk about how to create a transformational coaching program that sells, right? And that's a really great episode for you to definitely go ahead and check out once you've listened to this episode. Go ahead, literally use these resources, use them to be able to help you along your way, right? So that you can actually go about creating it. Because really, when you want to attract high paying clients so that you can actually get your coaching business off the ground and you can actually use that revenue to help you actually quit your job, it's really important that you understand with all of this that you really bring a lot of value. There's a heap of value that you bring by articulating and showing that person, hey, I understand where you are at right now. I understand the problem that you are going through. I understand that you've probably done X, Y, Z to try and solve it. I'm here to support you on your journey. And if you want a solution to that and to be able to solve that problem, then it's normally a hell yes. One last thing I want you to think about as well is when it comes to these three core areas that you need to consider to create a high-paying coaching program or to attract those clients or to bring them into your world, you've really got to understand the cost of being stuck or the cost of them staying where they are. Because if we think about it from a health perspective, what's the cost of them staying where they are? Either it could be extended medical bills, hospitalization, death, you know, in some cases, you know, if they have the health concern or issue and they stay with it for another year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, whatever, and decide to do nothing about it, right? Versus if they took the step to get the support that they need to feel healthier, get back in the gym, to be able to do the thing that they want to, then they have to maybe pay $3,000, $4,000 to be able, or $10,000, whatever it is, to be able to get the support and guidance that they need to be able to get there, that costs way less than them staying where they are. Am I right or am I right? You know, like it's 100%. You can either stay where you are, if we think about it from a love perspective, or the relationship or dating or whatever it is, you can either stay where you are in the same place, keep doing what you're doing, 100%. If that works for you and you feel like it's working for you, which they obviously don't because they'll be talking to you. If you feel like it's still working and you're happy with that, which they're unlikely not feeling happy with that once at all, no relationship, feeling bummed out that they can't attract anyone, don't have the confidence to go out dating or anything like that, but actually invest the money to have someone guide them or maybe look inward at the issue that they're coming up against and spend potentially three, four, five, six, seven, whatever it is, $1,000 to be able to have someone personally help them be in a better place to have the relationship that they want. I don't know. It sounds like a freaking no-brainer to me. wait, when I stay where I am and I still end up being lonely, maybe potentially for the rest of my life, or I pay $5,000 to have someone help me and I'll likely attract that relationship that I've always been wanting and that I deserve and that I desire after being single for 25 years, right? Like, think about it. Like this, you've really got to actually hold space for your potential ideal clients, even when you get on the phone with them and it's uncomfortable, but actually make them see that. Like the cost of you doing nothing actually hurts you. And then same thing can happen when you think about it from a money perspective as well. You stay the same place, you'll lose money. You spend a few thousand dollars or however much to be able to get the support that you need, you'll make more money. I know which one I'll choose all day long. All day long. So I'm hoping that helps you and that these points have really kind of given you some guidance. I'll go over them just to recap them again. The first thing before you even go down any of these steps is really think about you really want the person that you're looking to attract and how you want to get that client. They have to be eager and they want to solve the problem, right? So then the first thing that you need to think about is, you know, what can you talk about all day long? What can you talk about? What area of expertise in your life coaching skills, your life coaching toolbox can you talk about all day long? The second point is be specific with the problem that you solve, right? The problem that you solve for that person. Then we want to drill down even deeper and really look at, you know, the people that are problem aware versus solution aware. Okay. And I gave you an example of that sliding scale there. Then the three buckets that people will pay money for all day long, sit under love, money, or health. And that's it, right? So then how do you go about, how do you get those high-paying coaching clients? Well, with all of that and all of those questions that you're able to ask yourself and uncover, you'll actually know where to find them. You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised, whether it's online, whether it's offline, whether it's in Facebook groups, whether it's organizations or associations that have your ideal client, you will know where to find them. And the thing is, if you speak up and you start getting visible and you start sharing your message, as I've talked about to the nth degree on this podcast, being visible, once you're able to articulate who it is that you serve and how you want to help them, you'll be surprised. Those clients will start coming to you thick and fast because the problem that you solve for that person is very specific. And you, my friend, gorgeous coach, are a specialist. And they're like, oh my goodness, I'm going straight to her because she gets it. Just like my client, Coach Denise, right? She is a coach for women who are 60 years plus, right? And who are looking for that confidence to get back into the gym, to lose that weight, but had literally shied away from it for the longest time. But they've got all the health concerns, all the problems. But this lady, they want to work with Coach Denise because she's also over 60. She's a freaking spin instructor. If she can do it, then her clients can do it. You know, and she's such a big inspiration to them for that very reason. So I'm hoping that this has shed some light for you and has really helped to give you some clarity about how to get those paying clients. Listen, I can give you strategies for days, and I have previous podcast episodes about how to get coaching clients, but those are the questions that you need to ask yourself first to be able to get high paying coaching clients, because it actually sits in the value that you provide, understanding the problem that they have and being able to identify the clients who are eager and want to solve that problem. It's not just about plucking a number from the sky thinking, oh yes, I can just charge $5,000 for that. And your program is, yeah, it might be valuable, but no one actually sees the value in it because it doesn't speak to them. It doesn't speak to them. If it doesn't speak to them, no one's paying you, girlfriend. I'm telling you that now. No one is paying you. And that's why you're not getting any, no revenue. Simple as that. It's really important that you are so specific and that you're able to speak that person's language. Because at the end of the day, people want something that speaks to where they are and to them. In particular, in a world where everything is kind of generalized, everyone wants something that feels like, man, she is talking to me. Oh my God, she's talking to my soul right now. I hear you and I receive that. You know, people want to feel seen, heard, and represented. So you be that coach, be that advocate to let them know, like, hey, I'm here to support you and I can guide you through this process to overcome the problem that you've been having for the longest time. Okay, I'm hoping that that serves you and that gives you some clarity about how to go about it. Now, if you've come all the way to the end of this episode, you've listened to everything that I was talking about, laid out all the steps for you, and you're like, hell no, do I want to try and do that on my own? This is my jam. This is my area of expertise. I can talk about this stuff all day long. All day long, so much so that it's 6:30 on a Friday night and I can talk about this till the cows come home. And if you feel like you are stuck, I'm really able to unpack where you are right now and what you probably need to do, tweak and adjust along the way to start bringing in those high-paying coaching clients, because they are out there. Don't you believe for a second that they're not out there and that you just can't find them. Girl, we will find them. They are out there. And they're ready, waiting for you to show up. So if you're feeling called, book in a call with me, coach.janetcafadar.com. Head on over to the podcast, to the show notes as well at janetcafadar.com/podcast to go and check out some of the previous episodes as well, which will really help you along the way, which I've shared today. Until next time, gorgeous ones, I'll speak to you later, coach. Bye. I'm so pleased that you listened all the way to the end. This is awesome. I want you to take one extra step. I want you to go ahead and let me know over on Instagram whether this show has helped. Head on over to The Truth About Show. That's where you can find me, and send me a DM. Send me a DM and let me know what you're going to take away from this episode, what you're going to do to help move your coaching business forward. Let's have a conversation about it. I'm always intrigued and want to know. You can find all of the links mentioned in this episode as well over on the show notes for this episode. Head on over to janetcafadar.com/podcast, and you can find all of the links mentioned for this episode right there. Now, if you do like this episode, I would love it. Love, 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 love. If you can leave a review, a rating and review, it helps to get the word out about the podcast and, you know, gets more listens and more downloads and more and reaches more people. So do go ahead and do that. If you want to do that, go on over to reviewthispodcast.com/TTAS. And it will direct you to go ahead and leave a rating and review over on Apple Podcasts or over on Podchaser. Do go ahead and do it. It would be a gift to me if you're able to do that. Thanks so much. I shall speak to you soon, Coach. Bye.